An IPS task force says over the next 10 years, so few high school students are expected to be enrolled that only 4 out of 7 high schools will be needed. Closing 3 schools could save between $4 million and $7 million. Board President Marianne Sullivan says that money would be redirected into the classroom.
It's just not good stewardship of public resources to put precious dollars towards empty buildings when we have real live kids that have very pressing academic need.
But IPS board member Kelly Bentley worries the district isn't going far enough.
I'm just concerned that we're going to continue to stretch our resources too thin by leaving too many schools open.
Public meetings will be held in April and May to gather input on which schools to close. In June, the task force will announce its recommendations for closure and how to reuse the empty buildings. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Eric Weddle.